Listen. Sharing my home with four-legged Zen masters, liquid beings poured beautifully into sleek coats, I have learned new ways of gleaning intention, sniffing deeply into footprints left by the well-heeled and barefoot alike. My vision has sharpened in the dark, and though my ears now tilt quite forward, I have stopped listening to the words people say, hearing instead the chords emitted by their hearts, which thrum in ultrasonic frequencies two-leggeds were not designed to perceive. All by way of saying, forgive me if I ignore your emails, neglect your text. I have appointments to keep, lying under my cats, learning to purr.